Sokala Duma Radio.
Whoa, is this obvious? No kune, no way. No kune, no bank. No kune, nothing. Liwa nje singatsangazi. Sunderland lo abantu ngcono ubetha kakhulu ke na. No Rowan William betha kakhulu nje naye. Ngazi ba umuntu ongawafumba. Tingqona ngaphemba shukadoso.
Hello and welcome. This is Nkululeko Ngeu and this is the weekend special proudly brought to you by Ventuk Beer.
Ventuk Beer and Chef Benny are searching for SA's best shizanyama. With nominations now in, visit ventukbeer.co.za to vote. To see your shizanyama win, dial *120*4321# and vote for your favorite. You can also stand a chance to win instant prizes or tickets to the main event. Just buy any Ventuk Beer, dial *120*4321# and enter your underliner code. Ventuk, 100% pure taste, 100% pure enjoyment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Well, we also have Chef Benny on the line. He will be talking to you about tips to make the best braai. You know he's a celebrity chef. He knows what he's talking about. Another person who knows what he's talking about is Sibusiso Zuma. We'll speak to him. He's a South African legend with amongst the highest scorers in the Bafana shirt. He will be talking to us about Bafana Bafana's chances, Itumele Nkune, and everything else. And the talking point from you, of course, on Facebook and on WhatsApp voice note, we asked you, Itumele Nkune was involved in a collision in the last match that they played in the Telkom knockout quarterfinal, and a lot of people were really concerned about his well-being considering the fact that he's South Africa's number one. So we asked the question whether or not this will impact South Africa in any negative way, shape or form, him not being in the starting lineup. Of course, that is not definite because Bafana Bafana have called him up to the squad anyway, regardless of an injury. He can play with a mask, without a mask. They want him to play for the squad. So we'll hear from you. There are a lot of people saying that we don't necessarily need him. We have other goalkeepers. There are other people that says he's the best goalkeeper in the continent. We hear from you with those views. All right, before we do that, let's look at the news that made headlines throughout this week in the sporting world. Starting off with Bafana Bafana. Bafana midfielder Andile Jale suffered a slight injury in training on Wednesday as the national squad prepares to play Senegal on Friday. Stuart Baxter confirmed that the 27-year-old was pulled out of training after suffering what appeared to be a twisted ankle. The Bafana mentor further noted that there was a calmer mood within the camp and that all players had arrived, including Mamelodi Sundowns' hard man Tiani Mabunda, who replaced his club teammate Sompo Gegana after the latter was excused to deal with a family emergency. You all know that Bafana Bafana take on the Teranga Lions on Friday at 7 p.m. And moving right along to Platinum Stars, they could find themselves in trouble with FIFA over the firing of Peter Butler, with the Englishman reportedly yet to receive his settlement payout. Butler signed a 2-year deal with Dikwena in June after leaving Botswana's national team to try his luck in the Absa Premiership. However, he left just after 2 games as the two parties agreed to a mutual termination. The 51-year-old signed a settlement agreement with Stars once it became apparent that he had no future there. Now, as we near the mid of November, the coach is allegedly yet to be paid, and there have been suggestions that he was willing to take the matter all the way to the top of FIFA if things are not sorted out. And lastly, Swedish international team coach Erik Hamrén could be said to take on the technical director role at Mamelodi Sundowns. Sokala Duma has since been informed by a reliable source that Hamrén is currently in talks with the management at the Klerkop Bates club about a potential role in the technical team, with another source adding that Sundowns are looking to possibly appoint the Swedish-born head coach as the new technical director. Mike Ndombela was previously the club's director of football. However, the club parted ways with Ndombela last year, November. And now, on to your voice notes.
I think Idris' absence will be felt, not just because he's a good goalkeeper, but his leadership is always beneficial to the squad. I mean, he is a senior player with a lot of international football experience, and he is able to organize the back four because he's a vocal goalkeeper. And he is also important offensively because of his accurate ball distribution to offensive players, like he did against Burkina Faso.
My name is Siyabonga Mhlongo. I'm from Mulundi, KZN. I think Kunene playing on Friday would be a big, big problem for Bafana Bafana. And look, from the defense, I think Stuart Baxter doesn't know who to pair as his two central defenders. I mean, last time he played Golden Daniels. Now Matsoho and Hlatjwa are back, so I still think he might get it wrong there. And if he does get it wrong there, we'll need a strong goalkeeper like Kuhn. Moving on from there, I just think sometimes Bucks gets his team selection wrong. Not in the previous game, but if you look at Kevin and those games, he got his team selection wrong. So if that happens, we need a strong goalkeeper like Kuhn. Without him, I don't see us qualifying.
Ventuk is in the search for the best Shishanyama in the country. And in that process of searching, we've asked you to tell us about your favorite Shishanyama. But right now, we spoke to Alex Papela, who is a former Mamelodi Sundowns and also a former South African player, Bafana Bafana, that is, to tell us about his favorite Shishanyama. Let's hear him talking about it.
I like the one in Limpopo. It's called Rasten. You know, it's a convenient way of eating and you're supporting the small businesses, so I just like going in. You know, it's laid back, it's not the VIPs, it's the normal people that you meet there, the ones that are never gonna look at you like how you look, they just treat you like anybody else. That's what I like about it.
Visit ventukbeer.co.za, that's ventukbeer.co.za, or dial *120*4321# to vote for your favorite Shishanyama in the Ventuk Beer search for SA's best Shishanyama. Also stand a chance to win instant prizes or tickets to the main event by simply buying any Ventuk beer or by dialing *120*4321#. Enjoy responsibly, not for sales to persons under the age of 18. Alright, in keeping up with the spirit of speaking to celebrity chef Benny Masukwa Meng, who was part and parcel of the campaign for Ventuk's search of the best Shishanyama in the country, in Mzansi, we speak to him about the importance of selecting the variety of meat.
Yeah, it's important that, you know, you don't have one type of meat. Obviously, with the number of people that you mentioned, you know, you have people with different preferences. You know, you might like beef, you know, but then some people might like lamb and some people might like chicken and some people might like pork. Mm. So whenever you're having friends over, make sure that you've got a couple of options when it comes to meat, you know, and have meats that are, you know, some have a bit of fat on them, some have, you know, more meat than others, some have more bones, because some people enjoy just, you know, getting in and eating, you know, meat off the bone, you know, but have variety like that in terms of, you know, catering for everybody that comes through. And not only about the meat, but also the sides. You know, some people are on certain diets at particular times of their lives. Mm. And, you know, some people prefer, you know, to have more things than others, you know, but have a variety of stuff, you know, is not just having pap only, but maybe have itombolo or maybe have some salad there already. And some people might be, you know, on a low carb diet. So make sure that you've got, you know, options that you can give to them or offer to them that, you know, don't necessarily break their diet. Mm. But if you know your guest, you know, talk to them, find out from them so that you have the right things for them.
After 117 goals in 49 matches at an average of just above 2 goals per match, we have now reached the business end of the qualifying process for the FIFA World Cup 2018, specifically the CAF region. Interestingly, Mohamed Salah of Liverpool is leading the top scorers list with 5 goals, followed by Thomas Partey of Atletico Madrid with 4 goals and Khalid Boutaib from Morocco with 4 goals as well. Interestingly, again, Egypt have already qualified. Victor Moses is on 3 goals on the scorers list from Nigeria. Nigeria has also qualified. So there are a lot of things needed to be done and dusted, gotten out of the way. It's not as if these are dead rubber matches. There are a lot of spots at stake and a lot of African teams, specifically the group containing South Africa, Senegal, Burkina Faso and Cape Verde. Each and every one of those teams is still standing a chance to qualify for Russia 2018. We now joined on the line by South African legend. He is known as Zuma the Puma, Sibusiso Zuma, to talk to us about the chances of the national team going through to the World Cup 2018 in Russia. Thank you very much for your time, Ree. How's it going, sir?
Good.
Alright, Bafana, Itumele Nkune, were you generally concerned when you saw him colliding with Kurt Lenchis, and what did that mean for you?
I know them, both of them personally, so I was a little bit worried, you know. I thought Kurt Lenchis got the better of it because you know, he was under Kune when they fell. I thought Kune was going to be fine, and I got worried when he didn't stand. So it was a worrying situation, especially for Kune, because of these two upcoming games for the Fana Bafana. And I mean, everyone knows that we need them for the Fana Bafana.
And we asked people on Facebook, Facebook followers on Sokola Duma, whether or not Kune not being there for the national team, what kind of impact would it make? Are we worse off without him? What does Busiso Zuma think about the absence of Kune? Let's say if he doesn't play, do you think that we are worse off without him?
I think this is we're focusing on or let me just say maybe this question is put wrong. The whole situation is not about Kune. The thing that I think the majority of South African wants is to qualify for the World Cup. So to qualify for the World Cup, we need these two games. To qualify for the World Cup again, we need our best players. That's where Kune comes in. We need Kune for these two games. It's, I mean, I personally want him on the goals for these two upcoming games. So that's how I look at it. You know, the whole situation is not about him, but we want our best players to play this game. So I would love for him to be on the goals because, I mean, he has saved us a thousand times. So
absolutely.
Games like this, we need him.
And now talk to us about how do you think we can be able to defeat Senegal? What do you think is the strategy from Stuart Baxter?
We know how to beat them because we've beat them. We've beat them already, and they took our points. So
That's an opinion.
We need to go back and check our tactics. So the coach must go back and see how we approach that game, and then we do exactly the same. I know the
can we do it without a referee that is corrupt?
Yeah, we can. We can. I mean, with the game against Burkina Faso, the boys, they show what they can do. And they've showed a couple of times this year against teams like Nigeria. We are South Africans, and we can win games like this. So we just have to make sure that our best team is there, and then the whole country must be behind the team. That's how you win this game.
And in conclusion, do you think does it mean anything for the coach's future if we fail somehow to beat over two matches Senegal?
No, that doesn't do him justice because he just came through, and we all know that he's a very good coach. So I'll be very disappointed if we lose these two games and people starting acting up, because we know he's a good coach. He just took over the team. Let's give him a chance. Every South African must be behind the Fana Bafana, and we have a big chance of qualifying for this World Cup. After, you know, when we started, we didn't have a chance. I mean, they were taking our points. But now, it's only two games that we need to win. Let's focus on these two games and try and win this season.
Really, thank you very much for your thoughts. They always appreciate it. You're a legend in the game, and we always appreciate your thoughts.
Sure, thanks, my friend.
Good day, my name is Thapelo Given Mzengai here at Randfontein. Well, to comment on Itumeleng Khune's issue, it's a big blow for us because of if we look at the goalkeepers that we have here right now, we have Ronan Williams, we have Wayne Sandiland. Yeah, they are good, but we cannot compare the experience of Itumeleng Khune with them, because of if you can look at the club level right now, one of the keepers that is doing well is Itumeleng Khune. Yes, Ronan Williams is doing good, but we can't compare the experience of Itumeleng Khune with Ronan Williams. So it's a big blow for us because of this, and it's one of the important games that we have to qualify for Russia 2018. So as fans, we are very hurt. We are sad that the game on Friday, it will be an emotional game. But I think without Kune on the poles, I don't know if we're going to make it really.
We need Itumeleng Khune. You can't play without Itumeleng Khune. So Itumeleng Khune must play with the mask. South African football must make sure that Itumeleng Nkune is playing tomorrow, because we can't go anywhere without Itumeleng Nkune. Itumeleng Nkune, we need you.
Reading more of your views on Facebook about the talking point, that is Itumeleng Nkune, Thabo Tladi says, since he became our number one keeper, we never qualified for a CHAN, never qualified for an AFCON, and never qualified for a World Cup. In fact, he is the reason why we never qualified for the knockout stages of the 2010 World Cup after a silly red card against Mexico. In his absence, Bafana did qualify for AFCON under the leadership of Senzo Meiwa. In short, let him go, because we know he is a coward. That is the view of Thabo Tladi, saying that Bafana Bafana doesn't really need Itumeleng Nkune. And that view is echoed by Sandile Buluwada, saying the last time Bafana qualified for something, it was because of Senzo Meiwa. With Nkune, we failed dismally, and I really don't understand all this fuss. Speedy recovery to Kurt Lentjes. And Collins Murudzankunze from Zimbabwe says, truly speaking, Nkune is the best goalkeeper in Africa, so Bafana Bafana playing without Nkune is very difficult. It will be very difficult for them to win. And Urenotse Sambaye says, I want him in that field. I don't care if he's wearing a mask or not. And CJ Lushaba says, to be honest, Nkune or no Nkune, there is no way that Bafana Bafana will beat Senegal at home and away. Only a possibility is a win and a draw. That's the truth, and it hurts, I know. And Utusitse Unalemela says, Senegal is going to beat Bafana Bafana whether Nkune is in the lineup or not. And lastly, on your Facebook messages, Data Matatos Mulemela says, why don't you ask Ronwen Williams and Brilliant Kuzwayo how they feel about Nkune not being in the starting lineup of Bafana Bafana? Those are your Facebook messages. Now taking a look at the fixtures for the AFCON qualifiers. Remember that it's unfinished business for most of these teams. South Africa will be hosting Senegal on Friday night at the Peter Mukaba Stadium. And Algeria will be hosting Nigeria. Nigeria having already qualified, Algeria being the home side, at 9:30. And Zambia on Saturday, Zambia will be hosting Cameroon. It's already finished business in that group. Zambia hosting Cameroon at 3 p.m. And Gabon will be up against Mali at 4:30. Tunisia against Libya at 7:30. Democratic Republic of Congo versus Guinea at 7:30, at the same time as Tunisia. Democratic Republic of Congo and Tunisia vying for top spot, separated by 3 points. And Cote d'Ivoire and Morocco also separated by a point, vying for top spots there at 7:30. Saturday looks like it will be a humdinger and a decider for most of these countries. And then on Sunday, Congo Brazzaville will be hosting Uganda at 4:30. PM, and the Ghana will be hosting Egypt in a dead rubber somewhat, as Egypt has already qualified. That match will be played at 5:30 PM.
I think not having Nkune, it's a big loss to the national team, to South Africans, and especially with the big game like this that we must win. It's a must. We needed someone like him, someone with a character like him. And I think Nkune is the best goalkeeper in the country. He's the best goalkeeper that we have right now in the country. And no disrespect to other goalkeepers. They are better and they are good goalkeepers, but Nkune just fits the part for me, because in terms of experience, big match temperament, international level experience, Nkune just fits the part for me.
That young man is going to score 3 goals on Ronwen Williams. So Nkune is injured with a big blow of a fan.
Well, it was quite a lengthy qualifying process for all the teams. Remember that Bafana Bafana in the first round qualified through to the group stages by defeating Angola. And now this is the concluding stages of that qualification process. They quite quickly disposed of Angola. Now this is the time for them to show that they are serious about the qualifying. It's all in their hands. That's a positive thing, in that they're not relying on other teams to qualify. Whether or not that they will qualify, of course, only time will tell. That's pretty much it from our side. The weekend special show brought to you by Vent Wook. We hope you enjoy the games with your Chisanyama and your friends and your families, and hoping and praying that obviously our national team will be able to go through. If not, we'll still be supporting them. Thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.